Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How late did you make it last night?
Well, at what point? Because I kind of fell asleep and then I was up.
So I started falling asleep during the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I missed a couple scores and then I stayed awake for the tie. And then I was awake because I got a nap in.
Yes, because I had a little bit of a nap.
Got a nap in. I made it through all overtime.
You made it through overtime?
I made it through overtime. And the Chiefs won. And I grumbled a little bit because good for them. But at the same time, I was really pulling for the 49ers.
Yeah.
But everybody's a winner on this one. It's a Midwest team. They're now considered a dynasty.
I know. I was like, either way.
I have more Chiefs fan friends than I do 49ers anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. I should be happy all the way around. And then I'm like, I'm out. And I went asleep. And then all
and then
all,
you were asleep. And then you woke up. And
everything
now
I dreamt about was Taylor Swift. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Are you serious?
Just like, yes. But more in the terms of like going to her concert. And because there was so much Taylor Swift talk over the course of the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
My niece is planning on going. We ran into friends at the show at Jesus Christ Superstar on Saturday night who are going to go see her overseas.
Wow.
They're making a big, like what
they're
we did for our
folks.
Concert.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know, just nothing about the game or her, really. It just kind of, she was still kind of on the brain.
There's a lot.
As I drifted off in the sleepy land.
I mean, it was a big weekend. It was the Super Bowl, Taylor's version.
Then I got to thinking, what do you do in the middle of that flight if you're hurt? Because she didn't look jet lagged at all.
No.
Right?
But she made it with plenty of time because I had people tracking it. So, like, she was there Saturday.
Shannon missed that story. She's like, can you track that flight? I'm like, let me tell you about this college student in Florida.
Yes, you can.
You sure can. She got to put a flight plan out.
Yeah, she was in LAX on Saturday, and there was like, oh, that's plenty of time.
And then I basically hung out in LAX and then flew into Vegas yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of time.
She was fine.
She made it work.
She made it work, of course. Yes.
So, one of the biggest days for sports in America. Yesterday, now we go on with our lives. Now
kind
we're
of.
Into basketball. And
yeah, but like today is wrap up day. I love the day after a Super Bowl because it's like, wait, did you see this? Wait, did you see this? And there's like, there's so much. Like there's the commercials, there's the halftime show. We got to break it all down. It's like, there's so much to see how you felt about this. And what did you think about that?
Do you have any sleaze today that is not Super Bowl?
Yes.
You do? You feel like it would be just, you would be, your cuppeth runneth overeth.
It
with
doth.
With Super Bowl stories.
It does runneth over.
Yes.
With so much fleeth.
So much Super Bowl fleeth.
I have a ton of that, but they also announced this year's Rock Hall of Fame nominees.
Where was that? Over the weekend?
Over the weekend. At what point?
We work in the business of, you know, trying to cut through the clutter and the noise.
Mm-hmm.
If I was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, I would wait until tomorrow. You know what? By tomorrow, nothing's going on the Tuesday after the Super Bowl.
But we always do it the second weekend of February.
Who cares?
The
Super Bowl's later now, again, because they added another NFL game. So they... Read the room.
Yeah. No, they made that big announcement, but you want me to share?
I do.
Okay, we need to do a little bit of
I'm lost.
Play catch up there.
Yes, please.
And then there's a lot of like just breaking down a lot of the Super Bowl halftime
yes.
show, which Usher filled up with a lot of friends. Like I wasn't expecting the number of friends he had join him.
I wish the friend part started at the beginning. His first round of friends were all the performers from Vegas, which was fine. It just felt much like the Grammys kind of got off to a little bit of a weird start.
It was a little slow.
Just a little bit. But then, just like the game, then it ends with fireworks.
And roller skates.
And like, I know. Did that seem a little AI to you, by the way?
Super
weird. A little CGI-ish.
Well, I was like, I don't know how the camera works, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. Roller skates and everything.
He must do that in his show.
Must.
Because there's no way you're learning that 2 weeks before you
do. I would not get on skates for nothing.
I wouldn't insure a show with Usher as the insurance company?
No.
You're doing what, sir?
You're going to be on skates?
I'm sorry, sir. What?
I don't know, man.
Mr. Usher, we highly don't recommend this.
See, there's so much. There's so much we need to break down with the halftime show.
This
and then
great.
We got to get into the commercials because in one commercial, Beyonce announced she's going country. So that's a huge announcement. Apparently.
Was it in the Verizon commercial?
Yeah, after.
Which the first time we saw it, our party didn't get quiet for commercials like typically they do. This year was a loud year.
Yeah.
We just had a lot of background
noise.
I was
distracted, and so I was missing stuff left. Yeah. And I completely missed this one.
First time I saw that ad, I didn't know it was even Verizon. I missed the concept and the setup.
I don't get what it is.
Yeah.
But I will bring
Verizon
you the music.
Was proving that even Beyonce can't break Verizon. Because there's Beyonce can break the internet,
yeah,
but she can't break Verizon.
She can't break Verizon. But I was like, wait, she's country? What?
They just kind of slipped that in.
What? But then we have to break down everything because then there's like, well, which ones actually were the best Super Bowl halftime commercials? And from what I'm seeing, a roundup of the best always includes the Dunkin' ad with the Dunkings.
Yes, for sure.
I think that by and large, that is the number one that people are going to be talking about this morning. So congratulations, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. That was an ad.
Also, wasn't there this whole campaign he was going to do something where he's dropping coffee at a door? Was that to throw us off?
I don't know. Or is it like another ad series?
Or that'll be coming later. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was to throw everybody off.
This has turned into its own marketing game.
It's crazy.
I know.
Crazy. There's a lot of ground to cover here. All right. So much. We're going to cover more.
You rested and relaxed and ready to go with your side of the
relaxed?
Room?
Relaxed? No.
Rested?
Nah.
Present?
Present!
Yes!
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Man, I don't like doing this, but every now and then, you'll start a week and you're just kind of like ruminating on a little bit of bad vibes. I feel like I am being controlled digitally. Yes. A little bit of
manipulation?
Manipulation.
By whom?
My sisters. We got together playing. The kids are having a great time over Christmas. My mom got a bouncy house and it has like a little ball pit bouncy thing.
Fun.
And the kids were bouncing and I like to be a fun aunt.
You went in and bounced?
I was gonna get in, but it's not a full-size bouncy house, so it's probably not, you know, regulated for folks like me.
There's a reason there's an age limit on it.
Yes.
And a perhaps weight limit.
Weight limit.
Uh-huh.
So I just halfway got in so that they could bounce. There's like a little slide ramp thing, and I'm just laying on the ramp and throwing little balls at my nephews. And they're having a great time throwing them back at me. Meanwhile, my sisters, the mothers of these children I'm playing with, are taking pictures of me. Not of my face, but of what is sticking out of the bouncy house.
Are you face down in that thing?
My rear is right out. I look like Winnie the Pooh.
Rear in the air.
Stuck in the tree. So that picture now exists and I just have to, in the back of my mind, know that it's out there.
When's it coming out?
I don't know.
Oh no.
Is it a birthday party? Is there some sort of celebration where it could be used against me?
Have you seen it or is what's in your mind worse than you think of what they have?
I have seen it.
Oh no.
And it's pretty bad. It's really, really bad. It's like, well, now it exists, right? And it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
It could go anywhere.
It could go anywhere and will be around forever.
So now I'm done. I'm never going to run for public office. I can't. There's too much against me. No, it's not going to work. I'm Winnie the Pooh in the tree. It's bad.
Oh, you got to love your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're okay. I trust them. They're good people.
They probably won't do anything bad with the picture.
I'll be on the lookout for you.
Okay.
You need to be on watch for me.
What do I need to do? Who do I... What? Oh, no! Who do I need to get?
Well, I don't know. I got a message on February 6th. Hey, Eric, I have an idea. I'd love to run by you. Want to meet up for a beverage?
Nice.
I know who this person is. That is all the information I have. And ever since that, we got the date locked in. We're doing it today at 3 o'clock. I kept asking, where do you want to go? And he keeps throwing it back in my corner.
Yeah.
What did I just get myself into?
Wait, do you know who it is?
I do know who it is.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is legit. I know who this person is. I could call them right now. It's a real Cedar Rapids human.
You've got a person, you've got a time, you just don't have a place.
I don't have a place, and I don't have an agenda. I mean, this is, hey, I have an idea I want to run by you. What are we talking about? Huh. Do you need a kidney? Do you need money?
I don't know what it's a reference to.
Do you just want to play let's brainstorm something? Like, it's the... It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Hey, I've got an idea I want to earn. Sounds like an investment opportunity, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Are you going to bring your checkbook?
No! Also, if you're pitching me, you tell me where to meet, right? Or is it my terms?
What's
is
this your terms? Back? It's because it's your party.
I don't know. Where do I make him drive a long distance? Do I really see if he really wants to have this
How
meeting?
How bad do you want to have this meeting?
I don't know. Am I overthinking it?
Come on, let's go to Swisher.
So I was thinking Waterloo.
Oh, you are devious.
Oh, that kind of ruins both of our afternoons.
You know, how committed are you to the project?
Yeah, hey, you going to meet me in Cedar Falls or not? You want to go to Club Shack Nasties or not? One person in custody after a domestic dispute turned into a standoff with police in Marion. This happened Saturday morning, about 8:30. Officers called to the 1400 block of 44th Street. First responders reported threats were made as they approached the apartment involving a firearm. Neighbors evacuated from the complex. A special response team taken in to de-escalate the situation. So this thing started at 8:30 Saturday. By 1 o'clock, they were able to get a man and a woman out safely. Man was taken into custody, faces multiple charges. Authorities not releasing his name. Investigators searched the room they were in and found several guns. Welcome to what's known as Super Sick Monday. After the Chiefs rallied to win Super Bowl last night, overtime 25-22.
Sports chart.
16.1 million employees expected to take today off. That is 14% of the U.S. workforce.
What are we doing, man?
Why are we even here, man? The Chiefs are the first team in nearly two decades to win back-to-back Super Bowls. This is their third Super Bowl victory in 5 years.
That's pretty good.
The first one, also against the 49ers, and the stat I still carry with me to this day, had the 49ers won the Super Bowl in 2020, they believe the COVID outbreak in the United States would have been horrible because during the parade would have been in a bigger
parade.
Town.
Yes.
A more international community that could have spread that more, or maybe had more source COVID versus Kansas City. It hadn't quite worked its way to the Midwest yet. That's the thing I keep remembering about the Super Bowl of 2020.
That's what you remember?
That's the one thing. That and the Chiefs won. Those are the two things I remember about that particular Super Bowl. Well, if you subscribe to CR News Now, get the message. You got this buzz over the weekend. They are offering, once again, $100 or $250 vouchers towards purchasing a tree as long as a couple criteria take place. You have to pick a tree that is on the ReLeaf Master Tree List. They have gone through and basically inventoried the trees we lost and what we need back in our area.
Okay.
Then you have to go to a registration form on the Trees Forever website. You fill that out. Then you have to attend a session. They're going to teach you the to-dos and to-don'ts on planting a new tree.
Okay.
Once you clear that, you get the voucher, and then they're working with local nurseries, and then you find a tree, get the tree. Just Google Trees Forever Voucher Program. Know that those voucher information sessions, I think I saw there were six. They're scattered. They start on February 27th. They last an hour, random dates through April the 10th. So find one that works for you. Get that voucher. And we need to keep getting more trees in the ground. That's what's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Oh, my goodness. Usher's halftime Super Bowl performance. He told us ahead of time that there's going to be some friends helping him out, but I don't know that we knew the full extent of those friends. Alicia Keys taking the stage to sing If I Ain't Got You and My Boo. She started out just like one bad note and then took off. Her was a complete and total surprise. I don't think anybody had money on her joining Usher on stage. Will.i.am did make a very brief appearance joining Usher for OMG. He's the guy in the helmet.
Yes.
Jermaine Dupri was the hype guy that you saw getting people out of their seats. I think that was like during a costume change because there was these really quick little changes for
Usher. That's before he came back on stage in roller skates, I think.
Yes. Lil Jon came out for Turn Down for What, and then Ludacris, everybody lost their minds.
I love that it ended where you wanted more. I felt the show in general started a little slow.
Agreed.
It was a very long fuse.
It was.
But we got there.
But remember, we had the extra 2 minutes, so 15 whole minutes.
Maybe we didn't need it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I agree.
I like that. I mean, he started on the field. He started with Vegas performance. I thought that was a clever way. I'm like, that's how he's getting his 2 minutes in. He's not going to have a big stage. Then he had a big stage.
And then there's the stage. Well, you can do a little pre-something
Did
while they get the stage together.
The overhead shot, the keyboard player was playing five pianos, and then the drum set was like three drum sets huge. it was awesome.
It was so epic. I was worried about... was it supposed to be like a trampoline?
Right at the end, they're all just on And then the floor is flexing, and we got deathly quiet at our party. We're like, it's going to break. The stage is going to break.
The stage is breaking.
The stage
right
is
now?
Going to. What we're going to talk about Monday morning is the stage that killed Usher.
I thought it was going to be the roller skates. And then it was the stage almost collapsed.
Roller skates didn't affect anybody.
Question mark. I thought maybe, and I did some research, I'm not seeing that Usher is normally on roller skates. That was just a fun surprise. And he worked hard.
Yes, he did.
During that show. Wow. 14 songs, roller skates, all the friends joining. That was heck of a performance. But a lot of speculation after the Grammys when Beyonce shows up wearing a cowboy hat, and then she shows up to the Super Bowl and she's in a Verizon ad that airs, and she makes an announcement after that ad that she has a new country album. It's called Renaissance Act 2. It's coming out March 29th. And oh, by the way, Beyonce's gone country. She has not one but two songs to release to the world. One's called Texas Hold'em. Very twangy.
Very twangy.
But very Beyonce still.
That could grow on me.
Sure. The other one's called 16 Carriages.
Do we want the country world to take her seriously, or this is just a genre she's playing in right now?
I don't know. I want all artists to be able to play.
Is this like when your friend's like, I'm a vegetarian now. And then about 6 months later, they're not.
No, you're not.
Wait, you ate steak. Yeah, that was just a phase. It feels phasey to me.
It's definitely just a phase, okay. Right? I cannot say with any certainty that, she's going to be country forever.
But then again, look at Hootie, right?
Look at Hootie.
Look at Hootie.
Look at Hootie.
I don't know.
I don't think this is for
real
forever.
We'll see where this goes.
I think this is a fun phase. I think, country music's hot right now, baby. Why not jump on board?
I mean, Will I Am did a flute album, right?
You can do whatever you want. Be whoever you want to be.
Your level of success, we're not standing in the way.
Right?
This could fail miserably and it's not going to impact you. So.
No. And I want artists to be able to experiment just a little bit. So.
Agreed.
Sure. Try that. And we've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame too. They don't just pigeonhole just rock and roll artists.
It's basically American music, right?
It is. By the way, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame made an announcement of who's nominated.
When did this come around?
It happened over the weekend.
Pick a new weekend.
Why would you choose this weekend to make the announcement?
My job is to be plugged into pop culture. I didn't know this until you mentioned it this morning at 6:09 this morning.
I didn't see it either. I completely missed it. Would you like to bring...
Who's on the ballot?
Let me bring you up to speed.
Please.
This is a big one. Ozzy Osbourne is a possible double honoree. He's nominated for a solo artist. He's already in the Hall of Fame
for Black Sabbath.
Yes. Other nominees, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Eric B. and Rakim, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool and the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Sade, and A Tribe Called Quest.
And it's like the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's basically everybody who's eligible.
Yep.
And then there's a big voting component. And then usually about 60% of that list makes it.
Yeah.
Am I high there?
It
feels like it. Usually about, I think you gave me about 10, and usually about 6 make it in.
Exactly.
So.
10 of the nominees are first timers, have never been nominated before. So we'll see what happens. The class of 2024 gets announced in April, and then the ceremony will go down sometime in the fall. So surprise!
Or buy a commercial during the Super Bowl and tell us.
No, don't you go saying crazy stuff. That would have been really helpful. We would have actually known.
Did you send out the news release? Yeah, I did. Am I talking about it? No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
People will find out, right?
We're in Cleveland, for God's sakes. That's part of the problem.
That's what we like to call
Z's
Sleaze.
Look at us, the three amigos, the three musketeers, the three legs to the morning scramble stool.
Look at us, stool, standing upright.
Look at our stool. All in studio.
Everybody, look at our stool.
Guys, look at our stool. Also, go to the Z102 on our Facebook page and look at our pictures.
Oh, my goodness, the pictures. It was a heck of a weekend. Now we get to share exactly what's going on in the photos that we shared.
You want to go first? Yeah. You're on top there.
I went to the Clay Walker concert in Riverside where I had a treat. I don't remember this happening, but I...
During the concert? You don't remember this?
I'm sorry. Yes, I remember every part of the concert. Oh, Lord. I remember every part of the concert. It was prior to the concert. I had to pick up my tickets. They were at the box office.
Mm-hmm. Will Call.
I went to Will Call and I picked up my tickets and they're like, here's these tickets and here's these tickets. I was like, but I only bought the one set of tickets. They're like, oh, no, you didn't. You bought these two. And I was like, no, I didn't. I bought the ones in the bad seats. I bought the cheap seats. They're like, nope, you get these good ones. Okay. Hmm.
So you got upgraded or did you buy more tickets than you remember?
I checked my statements. I don't have any record of that happening. So I'm just going with it. We got upgraded.
So you still ended up with four tickets, though?
Yeah. But the ones, I don't know what happened in the back. I didn't have to sit in the back.
Yeah.
We sat up front.
Not her problem.
It's not my problem, Ben. That was happening. I don't know. None of my business what was happening in the back of the room. None of my business. I sit in the front.
Because usually the party's in the back, but no, this time the party's in the front.
No, the party's in the front. We moved up front. It was awesome. The photo I posted, though, was how close we were to the front as the party was happening on stage.
Yes.
There was a woman who made a sign. And the sign was with her daughter. She was 7 years old. Her daughter's first concert ever. So, of course, he's got to bring this little girl on stage. But her mom was the big Clay Walker fan. And so she was legit. He sang a song to this little 7-year-old girl, and this 7-year-old girl has her hands behind her back. She's swaying back and forth and singing every single word of the song, word for word.
That's adorable.
It was so stinking cute. I just loved it.
Are you going to turn into a person who takes signs to concerts?
Yes.
That was
also a lesson to me that, like, hey, if you want to get noticed, if you want to get pulled up today. And then they got free merch. And he's like, go back to the table and you tell him that I said it was okay. Let's get you a hat and a shirt.
Wow.
I know. And the merch.
Nice stuff.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
It's expensive merch. It's not just a t-shirt, you know, like $10 t-shirt.
No.
It's always like a $35 t-shirt.
And to buy that for a little kid who's not going to get it.
I probably wouldn't have splurged, but you get it for free and all you had to do was buy poster board?
That's a win.
That's a win.
Producer Ben, do you ever make posters for concerts?
I never have.
Because you go to a lot of shows. Do you see them all the time, though?
Actually, not that often.
I just don't see myself as a poster person.
You wouldn't be a poster person?
No.
If I was going to get something out of it, it's worth it. But
yeah,
I feel like I wouldn't be that lucky.
You're also blocking the view of everybody behind the poster.
Well, you just hold it up for a limited time.
Get a really, really big one, but they'll probably kick you out.
Hey, I don't know. It just
people down
think.
The row, could you help me hold my poster? I'm trying to get on stage with my kid.
Let's all do this together. It's a group project.
Well, it looks like a lot of people are there. In fact, I've already been peeking at other people's photos, and I see some other Clay Walker photos.
Oh, fun.
From basically where you were going to sit. So...
How was it in the back?
I would like for you to look at my picture and not counting the little two human dudes behind me. I'm the only man in the photo.
Not counting the two human
don't
dudes.
Don't count the little two dudes because those are kids. I have a very special pass from a very special person in my life. I'm allowed to attend her Galentine's party every year.
Wow.
You may remember the very first year she did this, I actually turned into the bartender. And I figured that's why she invited me. And that was what was just going to happen. And it was fine. It was fun. But no, I was allowed as a Palentine on her Galentine's party. She goes all out. We're at Crafted downtown Cedar Rapids Sunday morning. We had a donut bar, charcuterie, make your own mimosa station. And then it's a lot of networking and good to see you and a lot of hugs. And how's your, 2024 going? We're just, basically about a month and a half into this thing. And then this is what I love about it It's about women lifting up women, right?
Yes.
Which we need more of in this world. So there's a nice little welcome from my friend Destiny and why she does this. And it's very important. And if you're in that room, she loves you and hopefully you love her. And then have you ever been to a favorite things party before?
Oprah?
In the style of Oprah.
Wait, no. Just Oprah's.
No, no, no. It's your favorite things. Everybody who attended brought three bags of three identical items at a price point. And then everybody put their name on a ticket. And then you would get up in front of the group and say, I like this item. It helps my life because, or I support local because. And then you draw a name of one of the women in the room and then they get one. And then I draw another name and that person gets one. I draw another name.
That's like a door prize?
And that's a door prize. And then one of those three gets up and reads their three names. And so everybody walks out with new free stuff. It's a favorite things party.
Wow.
I know. It's awesome.
I've never heard of that before.
So they're everything from like bath bombs to wine, some favorite makeup, a lot of skincare products.
Did you get anything like that?
Since Shannon and I come as a couple,
oh, okay.
I didn't want to double dip. So we gave out, we really love a local pasta company that during farmers markets.
Yes.
And then if you didn't know, there's a company in Mount Vernon that does like custom thank you notes. It's a printing press company.
Yes.
That's a dying art.
Yeah.
So we bought some thank you card note sets and gave those away. So we are supporting local and talking about two companies locally that we support.
I love it.
So it's love fest. It's food, drink, a lot of smiles. And I got to take the picture with all the other gals at Galentine's Day.
All your gals.
I'm one of the gals. I'm a pal.
Just one of the gals.
All right. Two down, one to go still in the room. Producer Ben, leave us wanting more. What will we hear from your story when we come back and hear from you in maybe the next 6 or 7 minutes?
I went somewhere I've never been before.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh.
We also have a new
experience.
Intriguing question about what's on your head. I don't know.
He will answer the question, what's on his head?
And where are you?
Where are you?
That's what's on our mind. That's what we've enjoyed for over this weekend with our one-shot weekends. Get your photos up right now on the Z Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Friday night, Claire, Riverside Casino, Clay Walker on stage.
Oh, my goodness.
Sunday morning, Eric Hansen, the only man allowed at a Galentine's party.
He was their pal.
And somewhere in between, producer Ben was somewhere outside.
In the wild.
In the wild.
Where the heck were you?
Where were you? What are you doing?
I went to Wisconsin to Devil's Head Resort. New skiing location I haven't been to before.
Sounds dangerous.
Typically, I go to Sundown in Dubuque, and this was much bigger, but also more expensive.
Sundown sounds like you're retiring from skiing.
Yes.
Devil's Head sounds like you don't want to come back.
Like you're an extreme sporter.
I've been to that park. Some of the classes for gym at the University of Iowa take place at Devil's Lake.
Well,
it's an easy drive and it's beautiful. We didn't do skiing, but I did rock climbing and hiking there, which was fun. But they've got a lot of ski runs.
Yeah, it's much bigger. You can go like up two ski lifts and then go way further
like
down.
Like double
the hill.
Up?
Pretty much.
Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
Is that where you are in this photo?
I'm at the very bottom.
Very bottom.
But yeah, and they just have more runs in general. There's probably like 5 ski lifts across the park.
Are you
That's fun.
Double diamond good? Is that a phrase?
No.
Okay.
I did try my first ever black diamond here.
Black diamond.
Ben!
Yeah. There is double black diamonds, but I did not try those.
How'd you do on black diamond?
The one I tried, I went down it twice, but I'm very scared of those hills. So I started out really slow towards the top and then went fast at the bottom.
I mean, the hill doesn't care.
No.
Right? Once you go, you go.
It's too steep for me.
So wait, did you make it like you were standing the whole time? It wasn't like you rolled down.
I made it down both times on that hill.
Ben!
I couldn't do, what's the easy one? Green?
Green, yep.
I kept falling down. Because the thing to skiing is you don't go in a straight line. You have to kind of swish,
side
swish.
To the side, no.
And I can swish one way, no problem, but it was swishing the other way. I kept falling over.
I think producer Ben is the official skier for the Morning Scramble.
You're all outdoor activities that have danger.
Yes.
Because you'll walk and maybe even quote unquote run occasionally.
Jog.
I will take stats for both of you guys.
Fantastic.
I will be your stat boy.
Now, we need to answer the question, what is on your head?
Because those are not your initials, are they?
No, that's the size of the helmet.
Oh. So your friend has a medium-sized head.
Yes, and I have a large head.
And you have a large head.
Right.
Huh, you wouldn't think. Looking
I
at
didn't
him.
Even think large and medium.
I'm surprised by this.
I'd like, do you give yourself code names? Like, what does L mean?
What? I also think it's a mistake to put L on a bunch of helmets. I just feel like that's mean.
Like, you're a loser?
Like, loser. What a loser helmet.
If somebody makes it to the bottom, they get an M for made it. And if somebody falls down, you get an L for lost it. That's what we thought the helmets were.
No clue.
Well, thanks for... my life in the outdoors goes through producer Ben.
Yes.
Right?
My life in the wild... through producer Ben.
Yes. So please continue to live your life outdoors so I may live your life outdoors.
That's the best way. We're also living through your lives as well. We love seeing what you did over the weekend. Lots of photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
As we were expecting, we've got a good mix of football and Super Bowl. We've got some other Galentine parties in there as well. Some pictures of food. It feels like it was the little kid edition though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Lots of littles. A lot of littles doing what they do and having a lot of fun. We had a little guy with a helmet on getting ready for the Super Bowl.
That party had props right near him from our friend Jonah. The innocence of a toddler. He was so tired, he had to lay down on the grass, but then just laid down and watched clouds, birds, and planes, as little kids often do. It's just, that is like capturing the innocence of kids in the photo. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Also, where's his coat? Like, what?
Where's his coat?
Where is he?
We've got little ones at Coral Ridge Mall at the Children's Museum. We also had a little one and mom in Chicago. And I believe this is the Willis Tower viewing deck.
Holy moly. Sue, that photo gives me anxiety. It's very cool, but it's just glass. And then there's a baby in the middle of the sky. And I am scared.
Knowing what babies do, he has his balance and he probably pounded on the glass a little bit. And they went there, by the way, for their 11th year wedding anniversary, but took the toddler along as well. First big road trip. And would you ever do that with your kids?
I don't know if I could. Like, I'd want to save the baby, bring the baby back, but I don't know if I could walk out there.
But as focused as you are on the safety of the baby, do you think you would ignore the fact that right below you is Chicago? Like, you're surrounded in glass.
I'm not a heights fear person, but this photo gives me all the anxiety. All of it.
The kid looks like he's having a good time, though.
I'm sure.
Right?
I'm sure.
And unless there's a picture later where mom is just bawling hysterically.
I don't even want to look at the photo anymore.
Look at it.
I can't. I'm too scared.
It gives you anxiety.
I'm going to look away.
Keep those photos coming on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Slide rulers rule. It's time for Nerd News on Z102.9.
It's not Friday. I get it. But this is so nerdy, so scientific, it couldn't wait.
What is it?
After years of trials, Iowa State genetic scientists can now build a DNA structure that can express its own genetic instructions. So basically, if you have, let's say, a liver DNA issue, an abnormality. Say that word for me.
Abnormality.
That's what I also need DNA to fix that for me.
Oh my.
They can inject DNA non-particulates into your body and it will adhere to your liver and make it better.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
The DNA fixes other DNA.
How?
I don't know, but they figured this out at Iowa State.
Science. That's how.
Yeah. So shout out to scientist Eric Henderson and two doctoral students. They've been doing research on fabricating DNA nanoparticles. So scientists can now change DNA materials to convey their own genetic instructions inside the human body.
Wow.
So you program the DNA to go do something, you put it in a human and it does it.
Thank you, Science Eric.
That's fantastically scary.
Wow.
And awesome all at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Huge advancement.
So instead of like medicine to treat something over time, it eventually will work. Like it's like it'll fix it.
Heal yourself.
And you're just sending in a little repair team. Unbelievable. Coming to you. From the labs at Iowa State University.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on
Z102.9. Wednesday's going to be so, so special in the Morning Scramble. We are taking the show on the road and up. Way up.
We're moving on up to one of the highest places we can go in downtown Cedar Rapids, 351st.
That's the restaurant on top of the Doubletree. And we are going to be there with a very special table of five listeners who, over the course of last week, we picked five out of all of the entries of who done you rotten, why are you brokenhearted going into this Valentine's Day? We just want to make sure you're sitting with a group of friends there to support you that morning.
Exactly. And we asked, as part of their entry into the Broken Hearts Breakfast, why are you not looking forward to Valentine's Day? What is your tale of woe? How did somebody break your heart.
So what we've done is we've taken those five entries that are joining us on Wednesday, and we're going to do a dramatic reenactment of the story they presented to us in their narrative, in their prose form.
This way we can all understand what we're working with here and maybe, you know, help to cheer them on as they go through the Broken Hearts breakfast with us.
Morning Scramble Readers Theater presents The Broken Hearted Dialogues. Today's story, submitted by listener Addie. Striking out at love, where a college fling still stings all these years later.
8 a.m. Monday morning of my first college experience, and who do I see? Him. Damn, he was cute. 6'3", and plays baseball. I was hooked.
Hey, I know it's now 2 years later from when you first saw me, but I saw you looking at my cute 6'3" baseball player frame, and you seem hooked. Want to hang out?
Do I? Wowza, wowza. What do you say? We spend most nights together at my place for the next year. Let's just be who we are. Young, dumb, and hot.
Okay. But just one thing. We're not dating.
Wow. Time flies. It's now a year later and you're headed off to Texas?
Sure am, and by the way, I'm never coming back, and I don't see a future with you. This is my cute 6'3" baseball player frame walking away, and I gotta warn you, I do see myself hooking up with someone pretty soon who looks just like you.
And sure enough, he did. In a long-distance relationship that, believe it or not, didn't work. So look who's crawling back, all cute and still 6'3".
Crawling back? Perhaps, but I'm still staying in Texas. Want to move down here?
I don't know. I know who you are. I know you know me. Or the me I want to be. But do I know me? What should I do? What should I do? Okay, I'll move.
Ah, a cliffhanger in today's tale. Will she capture the heart of that 6'3" baseball-playing Texas hottie? You've been listening to Striking Out at Love from listener Addie as part of our Broken Hearted dialogue series on the Morning Scramble Readers Theater. Until next time, my friends.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Morning Scramble Readers Theater presents The Broken Hearted Dialogues. Today's story, submitted by listener Michelle. Two-faced friend, where petty jealousy destroyed a beautiful friendship.
Hey, friend, did you see? I was just recognized in this obscure newsletter for throwing great parties.
Oh, really? Awesome. Wow.
Now, come on. I've been very supportive of you over the years. I was your biggest cheerleader. And now the tables have turned and this is how you treat me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were still talking. I've been texting horrible, nasty things about you to our mutual friend group.
Oh, my broken heart. It is true. Sometimes a heart can be broken by more of a close friend than by a lover.
Are you still talking? I'm sorry, I was still talking smack about you behind your back. And quite frankly, I don't care that you're sad, mad, or brokenhearted.
If you think our friendship is less important than supporting me and my success, fine. A true friend knows that when their friends shine, they shine brighter by association.
You've been listening to Two-Faced Friend from listener Michelle as part of our Broken Hearted dialogue series on the Morning Scramble Readers Theater. Until next time, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.